The Wild have never led a playoff series 3-1.
No, but they've trailed 3-1 and beat Vancouver and Colorado, or Colorado and Vancouver when they trailed 3-1.
Do you think they'll win this series?
Yes, because St. Louis doesn't have its defensemen. You know, they're missing three of them.
Didn't hurt them yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have had, you know, they got the first one and hung in there. But I got more important topics.
All right.
So way south of here, someplace you've probably never been, like 4 blocks down on University Avenue towards campus.
That would be west.
Yeah, you've probably never been that far down there, right? By the grocery store, the Fresh Time.
Fresh Time, yep.
Yeah, alleged fresh materials. So I'm driving up this way, and on the corner there is a brother. Kind of nicely dressed, got a vest on, a little jacket, and his hat, and he's got a dog with him.
All right.
And one of these dogs, sleek, you know, not greyhound, not long, so it's maybe a foxhound or something.
Whatever, yeah.
It's a sleek dog.
Yeah.
And the dog's a little reckless, and then I notice that he's not on a leash.
Oh.
And the dog's kind of waiting for something, and the guy points at him. He's got an umbrella. He points at him. That dog goes, you know, stiff.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So now the light changes, and the fellow waits and makes sure it's properly green, no trains coming, and he makes a little flick with the umbrella.
Whoa!
That dog runs across the street, hits the corner, and stops like he's... hit the end and then dog, and then he stops there and he's waiting for
Trained canine?
He's waiting for the fella to saunter over to the corner.
Yeah.
And he's got it, but he's kind of antsy, but he's not going to get out of. This is the best trained dog I've ever seen in my life because he can trust him in the city to run across run across the railroad tracks and stop.
Yeah.
Boom. And they're right on the corner.
That's like Brad Pitt's dog in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that dog he had?
Right.
He just little commands and the dog took you apart.
This was a beautiful thing to watch, and it reminded me of when you took the lab up to see the guy in the trailer in you had the ill behaving dog.
Yeah.
Right? And you took him up to see a guy to train him.
Yeah.
Wasn't it up north of here?
That's not ringing a bell to me. You sure it was me?
Yes, it was you. You had the dog. It was all antsied up. You took him to get trained. You said that this dog got out of the car, got out of the truck, looked at this guy and saluted because he knew the honeymoon was over. Told that was you.
Okay.
Don't get your mind checked. That was one of my favorite stories. Joe had the dog that wouldn't listen to him. Took the dog up. The dog knew instantly.
I'm in trouble.
And he gave him back to you 2 weeks later, and the dog was, what would you like, sir? You know, master. So
please don't take me back to that place, sir.
Is this the dog I had to chase the creature?
I don't know which dog it was.
I had a dog that chased the creature in Highland Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. It was a lab, I believe.
Yeah, I've only had labs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think it was one of your boy. That's kind of
had a chocolate and two what's the other one? Blonde.
Yeah, I think that was one of the chocolates. That you took up there, and the guy, he knew that.
That's the one that jumped up to see what you're eating for dinner.
Yes,
that? Yeah. Okay.
Did he stop jumping up and?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't know I owned a dog.
Yeah. You know how many well-trained dogs I see? Maybe one a month, I judge a well-trained dog when I'm talking about people out walking their dog.
Yeah.
Once a month, I might see the dog either. Exactly beside the walker, or just a hair behind where he should be.
Yes.
99 9/10 of the times, the people walking the dog are hanging on for dear life because the dog's not trained.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's not. I see that in our neighborhood. We got some good dog walkers in our neighborhood, and most of them are like that. And I got one update on the game of flaws.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We have found the secret to... the end of the game of flaws.
All right.
Fernando the handyman.
Oh, yeah?
We had Fernando the handyman showed up this morning. She found him. I don't know where she found him. Mm-hmm. But Fernando, 35-year-old guy maybe.
Yeah.
We had to do about three things. Mm-hmm. They got done quickly and to the Mrs.'s satisfaction.
Right.
She couldn't wipe the smile off her face. She was so damn happy to have found a handyman.
Were these things you could have accomplished?
Well, we have the... No.
Okay.
I said to the guy, I could have done all of this if I just had a free 100 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Three things.
What? We have these electric trees, Christmas trees that we put on the... That's our verdict. That's how we get around having a Christmas tree. We put them on the deck.
Yep.
But you gotta secure them on the deck. Right. So we got to get somebody to do that. Then you got to take them off the deck.
Yeah.
The last guy we had to take them off the deck took about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This guy took 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Where do you put them?
Put them in the shed.
Okay.
And then...
Christmas trees on May 9th.
This is May 9th.
Well, we had to wait till we got a handyman.
Oh, okay.
Because we weren't going to get the other guy back because he cost too much.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, Fernando.
Yeah. And so she found Fernando. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the elevated ceiling...
Yeah.
Canister lights.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get up on that
right.
staircase,
right.
And I mean stepladder.
But
and
Fernando
then
can.
And then when I do,
right.
there's about a 90% chance I got the wrong bulb,
right?
When I get up there. After cranking that one out,
right.
fearful as hell I'm going to break it and cut my wrist,
right.
I put the other one in and it doesn't work because it's the wrong one.
Right.
So... I did that once.
So Fernando,
we were down in the bedroom of the five lights. We were down to one.
Right.
And then in the office, we had maybe two left. Fernando came in 10 Boom. Minutes.
Yeah.
We got a light.
All right.
We got light.
We got lights.
And then she had a couple other tasks for him. So
well, that's great. That's
so
great
we
news.
Now have Fernando.
Yep. On speed
phone
dial.
Number yeah. in her phone.
Yep.
Because we have had previous handymans where we relied on the card.
Mm-hmm.
And then the card is, God knows where the card goes. Mm-hmm. But I think Fernando is going to make these last few years
of your life
pleasurable.
Pleasurable.
Now, this wasn't the longtime caller of Monday Night Sports Talk,
no,
Fernando.
No, completely
not that
different
guy.
Fernando.
Okay.
Completely different Fernando. I wouldn't hire that Fernando to do my
Is this guy Hispanic?
Yes, he is,
yeah.
Which makes it even better.
Why?
Because they're fast.
Yeah.
They fast. Get it done.
We have the big house across the corner. The couple both passed away within they were 90 maybe, and the kids took over the house and they tore down. They're spending. They must have spent $100,000 to fix it up before they sell it.
Yeah.
They brought in a crew of Mexican fellas to do this massive roof. About a day. Then the siding, that took about a day and a half. Mm-hmm. These guys are lightning. Mm-hmm. They're lightning, and it looks great, you know? I'm one of the guys, when I walk out of the house in a summer day and I hear salsa music, somebody's getting a roof, and it's going to be a damn good one, too. You know?
Am I wrong? I was playing golf the other day, and one of the guys I'm playing with hit a drive up towards a group of workers on the course.
Yes.
And I yelled four, and I saw no reaction from them. And there's a little rise you have to go over. And as we got up there, one of them's lying face down on the ground.
You hit him.
I didn't, no. Lying face down on the ground. And I started saying, oh, my God, did this guy get hit? And none of them spoke a word of English.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, hey, this guy, did he get? And none of them could answer the question. And finally they just said, nice.
It's okay.
Hey,
siesta?
And the ball landed right behind where they were sitting. I don't know how they avoided
Why was
hit.
He on the ground? We don't know.
He was taking a nap.
Okay, siesta. Yeah.
It was siesta time.
He's been working too hard, man. So what do you got to say? What's a quattro is what you got to say then?
I don't know what the word for hit is.
What is the
four? I thought it was F-O-R-E.
Yeah, but what's the Spanish word for four?
Oh, la mila.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cuatro. Cuatro. Next time, say cuatro.
Cuatro.
Yes, that's, I think, or is that five?
Let me see.
Know.
How do you? No, cuatro is four.
Cuatro is four.
Uno, dos, seis, cuatro, cinco, seis. Uno, dos, tres,
cuatro. Cuatro. Cuatro.
How do you say four?
That'll work.
Well, thank God, Pat, they have a day off, because that way you can, Buxton had 2 days.
Well, yeah, so you couldn't play him yesterday. Wait, now, did he, when did he leave? Saturday?
Saturday.
Eighth inning Saturday.
Yep.
Very mild hip strain. Oh, but wasn't it a hip strain that cost him 30 days
last year? Sure was, Pat.
He's porcelain. He's a porcelain doll, as an emailer told me. He's a porcelain doll.
He is.
He's going to miss 60 games.
Mm-hmm. I just told, we were just discussing this before the show, and Jace Tingler, our fill-in BSer manager, why our other BS manager is stuck in Baltimore for 3 days, Rocco, described him, I believe, in Sunday's paper, or maybe today's, I saw the quotes, as a warrior, Buxton.
No, he's not.
As a warrior, and I told him, if he was a warrior, we would have lost to Granada in the war.
Right.
You know, if he was leading the charge in Granada, we would have lost to Granada.
Yesterday,
It took a day and a half. But
yesterday he had acupuncture.
Oh, that's good. Anything that might help. Mm-hmm. So he left Saturday. He's out Sunday, but it's a small
injury.
They got
a day off today.
Yeah, I got a day off. Gardy liked the day off before the day off. Then you get 2 days to get them off their feet. Mm-hmm. But what I heard...
But that was also for Maurer when he was catching, for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Why did the Twins get rid of Odorizzi?
Free agent.
Didn't want to pay him. Mm. Yeah, because his last year here, he only made 10 starts or something.
That was actually a wise decision.
But he's good.
Houston gave him quite a bit of money.
But I got news for our Minnesota Twins. Mm-hmm. Having just swept the Oakland A's, mm-hmm. whose team batting average is 200.
Right.
The way the Twins swung the bats against Oakland is not going to lead to many victories against the Houston Astros, who arrive here on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So Verlander must be pitching one of those games, isn't he?
I didn't see the I didn't mm-hmm. see who's
but. Houston is they had some turnover. They let Correa go, but they got some phenom shortstop up named
They
Pena.
Tend to do that. They let the
hasn't Oakland lost about 10 of the last
nine or ten,
they
nine
lost
or ten
nine
in a row.
In a row, yeah. Oakland is hot, and could this summer be announced they're moving to Vegas? And probably can't get there till 2024, but
because they have the ballpark where when they flush the toilets, it tends to overrun.
I don't know if that's not happened. I don't think they have enough people at the games cause it's helped the plumbing.
It has. Maybe that's why they did it.
Yes.
We can't have too many people here.
They've had two crowds this year that started with a two.
Oof. And we're only four digits.
2,000 and something. Meanwhile, our team. The enthusiasm has just been impressive. Now, the weather wasn't too good, I'll admit that.
Right.
But we are 24th in attendance, right behind the Cincinnati Reds, who are 5-24. So,
jeez.
Average attendance, 17,000.
What are they going to, in Vegas, they'll have to build them a dome, won't they?
Yes.
You can't play there.
They
in
have
the
an out, they're minor league teams there. It's got about a 12,000 seat stadium. You could go there. Playing that for a couple of years and all night games.
Yep.
It'd have to, when it gets to be, you got to wait till 8 o'clock at night probably to play any games in the summer. But the minor league teams, somebody was telling me they were out there. Declan was telling me he was out there. Not Declan. Who was there? Somebody was there for a afternoon game in the summer.
Oh my
was
God.
115. He said it was but they made the minor leaguers play an afternoon game.
Bet they sold a lot of beer that day.
Yeah, they probably did, except there might have only been 12 people there.
I have your answer, by the way, of what it is, how it's pronounced in Spanish.
Yeah. Delantero.
Delantero.
What's that mean?
Four in Spanish.
Delantero.
Delantero.
Well, what's cuatro then?
Cuatro?
Well, cuatro is the numerical four.
Right.
When you
four meaning F O R E.
Yes, meaning watch out.
Oh,
yes.
I think Quattro would result in the same.
Watch, what? Well, how do we say watch out?
Delantero.
Delantero. T-E-R-O.
It's a lovely language. It really is. Yes. And it's the only one to me that doesn't sound angry. Yeah. You know,
the German sound.
German, man. Yeah. I think that's the number one reason behind the rise of Nazism.
Right, they have bad language.
They sound mad. What are you mad at?
So what is Russian?
Russian sounds very really mad, yeah. Is there any truth to the rumor that they're not even making progress now at some place? I read some headline today that even their eastern invasion isn't working that well yet for those discombobulated.
Which means this could go on forever.
Yes, it could. Yes, it could. Because this guy's never going to admit he was wrong.
Right.
He's never, you know, well, it could go on forever, or he could start gassing people, which is a distinct possibility, too.
I'm a big fan of somebody getting to him.
I think the
vast majority of people are, Joe.
Yes, yes. That would be.
But then these other morons they got might be just as bad as he is. You couldn't be worse than he is, but you could be just as bad.
Did you ever see one of the great satires in the history of moviedom, The Death of Stalin?
No.
Find it.
Okay.
It's I might kind of remind you of this. Stalin is, you know, Khrushchev is in it. These Malakoff is in it. This other guy I didn't know of who was like, thought he was going to be the replace Stalin. It's hysterical. Steve Buscemi's in it, and they find.
Are they ripping Stalin in the movie?
Well, they're terrified. Oh, yeah. They're terrified. It's a satire. It's a farce. It's hysterical.
I think when you and I were younger, Khrushchev was mayor of Moscow, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just remember him in Iowa pounding his shoe on the table in Iowa at the, you know, he was
somebody's farm.
He was our vision of Russia back then.
Yeah.
He was I don't know. How they, you know, they were better off with the Tsar.
Is anybody?
The Tsar wasn't a bad guy.
No, Tsar worked.
Even Romanov, he wasn't a bad guy. He took a little off the top, but he couldn't have been as bad as these guys, you know.
No, read Gentleman in Gentleman in Moscow.
Oh, my favorite novel
Isn't
of the
wonderful?
Last 12 years.
Isn't that wonderful?
Fantastic. What's that guy's name?
Amor Towles.
Oh God, is that good? I have never found the other one though. He only wrote like two. Right?
I read the other one.
It's supposed to be great too. But
The Lincoln Highway. I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah. Then totally different concept than Gentleman at Moscow.
But there's a guy who, when he wrote a sentence, he looked at it for a while.
Might have taken him a while.
Yeah, he didn't crank that baby out on deadline, I'll tell you that. That's a great book, man.
Is that like the guy that you worked with that got locked in Fenway? Because you worked?
No, I didn't work with him. That was Barry Bloom from. No, that was Gary Libman.
Gary Libman. Oh. Yeah. Climbed down.
Yeah, yeah, but after all the effort.
About three paragraphs.
After all the effort, it was horrible.
Yeah. It was three paragraphs. He sat there for 8 hours.
Good enough guy. He was very guilty. He was a very guilty white man, though. He was very guilty.
Oh, he didn't like being white.
No,
he told me once, remember I was going to the Olympics, he said, I want you to do a big piece on Sonia Henie.
Yeah.
And I said, well. And then he comes back, he said, never mind, she's dead.
Yes. In fact, she died in a plane crash about 2 years after the Olympics, right. I think, right? She might have been on the way home. She'd been dead.
How did that goofball get to be a sports editor?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, he wasn't a bad guy. They made him a sports editor, but he thought he was a writer.
He
would have been better off if he. It was too painful.
Yeah.
It was too painful.
Gary Libman.
He didn't use the Ricey theory when I saw people struggling.
Yeah.
Don't worry, nobody's going to read it anyway. Right. Hank, you know, crank it out.
Get her done.
Crank it out.
Start
man.
A new sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Speaking of that, we did get an email. I forget the gentleman's name. He's wondering about the Ricey book.
Oh, the Ricey book apparently is suffering from the delays in printing.
Oh.
And it doesn't look like they're going to make Father's Day.
Oh, okay, because that's
so
what he was wondering.
So at that point I said, you might as well wait till Christmas, because there's only two times a year that a male book is sold, is Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, I mean,
Father's Day and Christmas.
Day and Christmas.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I can't I don't know if anybody's looking forward to it less than me, so I don't know.
When was it supposed to come out?
Well, it was supposed to be like the end of this month.
This is
just telling stories.
Telling stories.
Yes.
With mostly. Chipper.
Chipper wrote most of it. I wrote the first chapter and the last chapter.
Yeah. You got any of this involved?
Got a modest amount of money already, which is all you're going to make, right? Yeah, yeah. As you discovered, you get what the advance is, basically.
Yeah. Not true. Look what I found that you have to sign later today.
Really?
Oh, yes. Good. I got a couple of those at home. We emptied out the... we must have taken 150 books out of our bookcase and left maybe 75 or 80, but we got a couple of those.
Once there was a
Such, we got Such, and we got most of the ones that we want for any reason, but we gave away, we took a lot of them to I don't know where the hell we took them. Somebody took them maybe to the old folks' home or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we call it? We don't call them the old folks' home.
Retirement community.
Retirement community. Yes.
Memory care facilities.
Yes.
Memory care.
No. Well, yeah, but then they're not reading, are they? They only if they got memory care, you only need one book.
Yeah. Well, before right? Grandma passed away, I was in and out of her retirement community several times each month, mm-hmm. and I do recall one time a gentleman was reading the book in which he was holding it upside down.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that doesn't work for
me. No, but things like that happen.
What he thought he was reading.
It's kind of like me reading an 8-year-old book. I can't remember it, but they only need one book.
Well, Such doesn't even remember about his dog that he had.
No, he forgot he had a dog.
Get on your mic, sir.
Took him up north to Hinckley or some damn place, and this guy in tough-looking farm type of worker guy walked down the steps of his trailer, and this dog said... Looked up at Joe and said,
Speaking of that, have you guys seen the great video on Twitter? Dad's pitching to the 6-year-old kid, right? Mm-hmm. 6-year-old kid hits the tennis ball or whatever they were playing with, about a block and a half away. The black lab is sitting there waiting for him to hit it to go fetch it. Runs around the truck, goes and grabs the ball as the kid's running the bases, tags him out at the plate before the it's fantastic.
The dog tags the kid out
after retrieving the ball.
Did the kid admit he was out or not?
Well, it's the video stops as soon as you see him tag the kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fantastic.
That is pretty
damn
good.
Where do you see these things?
Twitter. That's what Twitter is gold, baby.
I was at a park, near a park, when I was dropping the kid off at hockey the other day. Mm-hmm. And I saw this big old lab with a tennis ball in his hand, and there was a whole family there, and he just kept walking up to mm-hmm. all of them, like rapping them in the head, saying, come on, throw this
Someone
thing.
Do it, yeah.
Somebody
There's
just throw
10
it.
Of you standing here.
I don't care. Throw this thing. What the hell?
If this kid's in hockey, I take it he's pretty serious about it.
He's
playing
trying
summer
to be
hockey.
Serious. So he was on a team that's way better than the one he played with last year. These are serious hockey parents,
So they get them. You know, they got him.
And
in some
I
would
have really had a better idea if I would have known which one he was, because mm-hmm. I kind of got in there late and they had these gray uniforms. You could barely read the numbers, and they're all the same size except for a couple. And I said, I don't know who the hell that is, but maybe it was him. You know, somebody scored a goal.
I've done that. I told you, I've done that with a grandkid. And I watched this kid pitch for 2 innings. I'm looking at him. And I said, man, he's. I waited when he came in. I was going to lecture him. You're off. You're just terrible. The kid comes in. It wasn't him.
I had to go
to a different game.
I told you I was up at War Road at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. The grandkid ain't back in his room. The parents are all out drinking. I said, okay, that's enough of this. I go down the hallway. I see him standing in the hallway. I said, Luke.
Yeah.
Get the hell up in the room. Come on.
Yeah.
This guy turns around. It ain't Luke. Now they're next day they're all saying, hey, that old man that's with you guys is crazy.
He was yelling at some other kid screaming
at Bruce here or something. So anyway, hockey.
Yeah.
Are you as mad at Dumba as Dumba getting beat?
He's hurt.
I tweeted out a couple of things and people are ripping Dumba. They're down on Dumba.
I think he's still pretty banged up, don't you?
Yeah, could be.
I've always been a pro Dumba guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's showing some faults right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he was a wild and crazy kid as on the rink, as well as elsewhere, apparently. But
first-hand knowledge.
But when I watch him, he's a pretty damn good defender now.
Yeah.
He might make a mistake here and there. But, you know, when you're back there with Brodine, he's doing everything right. You're entitled to do some things wrong, right?
That team sure has gotten a lot tougher under Guerin.
Well, since they changed the team and at the trading deadline.
Yeah, Delorier is a mean son of a gun.
Yeah. And, yeah, he is. I mean,
who was that?
Judd brought Royce's glasses.
Oh, jeez.
The traditional, I left them down there, glasses. I was going to retrieve them, but he dropped them off. So that's
because
nice.
Judd's a good lad. That's why
he is a good guy. Loves his hockey, though, man.
Is he down on the club?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I think he's fairly optimistic. The longer it goes, the happier he is.
Oh, I suppose.
If you have nothing but 7-game series, he'd be happy
that's
as
true.
He could be.
Is Fleury going to keep playing?
I don't know. What did you think of him yesterday? Okay.
I thought the first period he was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You keep thinking he's out of position.
I think he's out of position way too much.
17 saves in the first period.
I agree, but he obviously everyone knows he's not as great as he once was.
He's only 34.
But my point is he is constantly out of position.
He's 37?
Yeah, he's 37.
Oh, I thought he was 34.
No, no. Yeah.
Again, he's still a better option. But Talbot played great down the stretch.
Yeah, Fleury's got his name on three cups.
He was very
That's
good.
That's true. Yep.
I thought after game one they'd switch, but I suppose they figured if they switch then they're kind of saying we don't think
message.
Fleury can do it.
Yeah.
So, how about St. Louis though? I didn't realize this Bennington won the cup for him,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd lost 9 straight playoff games.
Oh wow!
How the hell did that happen?
Know.
When did they win it? 18?
I thought that St. Louis crowd was really quiet. They were there for the taking. I mean, the Wild could have just really silenced them.
They didn't have three of their defensemen, Letty and that whatever, the guy that got hit in the head with a puck hasn't played yet.
Yep. When the Wild made it.
I wonder if he broke something.
Well,
that
your
Bazo, whatever the hell his name is. And then another one of them. And then Scandella started yesterday, and he had to leave too.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they But, you know, they put in, and he came back for the first time since March, that kid from UMD, Peranovich, who's a hell of an offensive defenseman and won the Holy Baker up at UMD.
Who would they play if they win this series?
Colorado.
Well, okay. And the reason Colorado, I ask, you're never going to get a game that starts at 7.
No. Oh, never. Colorado is going to, if they win tonight, it's a sweep. They'll be sitting around waiting another week to play somebody if they win tonight. So
Are they got Nashville tonight?
Yeah.
At home?
In Nashville.
In Nashville.
They beat the hell out of them in Nashville the other night. What's
6-2
or
final.
Something? They beat them bad. So they're but this is the time of year you can get a week off. You take it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colorado at Nashville, 8:30.
Get everybody healthy.
Especially
they're
8:30
too.
They're 8:30 in Nashville.
Which is 8:40. You know what time you started the other day? 8:51.
Mm-hmm.
8:51.
It was a little late.
Judd and I were saying, you remember when Sid was worried about the shut-ins?
Mm-hmm.
We had to build a stadium for the shut-ins?
Right.
How about the poor shut-ins?
Yeah.
For the hockey?
Yep.
We can't stay up that late.
No.
I'm old enough to damn near be a shut-in.
Especially,
we can't stay up that late.
Especially
we go
school nights, you know?
Yeah, we
a Friday or Saturday, okay.
We're always mad at the World Series. Kids can't see the World Series. They're starting too late. How about the kids that want to watch hockey? There's more kids in this town that want to watch hockey than the World Series. They got to go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the 10-year-old's always mad at me. Dad, I want to watch the Wild game. Sorry, buddy, it's bedtime.
School night.
That's the new...
You had to let them watch Friday night.
Friday night, I let them stay.
That's the new TBS ESPN contract, too, right?
Correct.
That's because they want 2 games a night. And
they got TBS has 2 tonight, and ESPN has 2 tonight.
Yep. They've been... that's the way they've been
The national commentators have been less than entertaining.
I watched our local guy yesterday. BSN.
Yeah, I will watch the local.
I'm surprised that do they let them do the second round too?
I think it's just the
first
round.
Just the first round. Okay.
Yeah, which I'm surprised ESPN's letting them do that.
The NBA, the local guys are out. Benzie's out more than we thought he was.
No kidding.
I couldn't get into that golf tournament.
I don't even know who won. I forgot to look.
I can tell you, Max Homa.
And it was raining,
cold,
and soaking.
Ruddy.
You were in
Washington at just the right time. You got lucky.
Avenal, of course. You know why Avenal was the host, Joe, instead of Quail Hollow, which is where it's been down there in Charlotte, is hosting the President's Cup.
Oh.
And so they apparently the tour doesn't like to have two events at one course in a year, although they've done it with Torrey Pines and Pebble Beach. So
I wonder if either of those golf courses, Quail Hollow or Wyndham, could match up to the legend of the quarry.
No chance.
At Giants Ridge.
No chance. They wouldn't.
We keep calling them the two best courses in Minnesota. Hell, they're ranked in the top courses in the country, much less Minnesota. And between June 4 and August 29 this summer, play the legend and the quarry on the same day for one incredible rate with lunch on them between rounds at the Wakuda Grill, the finest and most peaceful overlook in all of northern Minnesota. Check it out for yourself with 3D course flyovers of the legend and the quarry at GiantsRidge.com. And remember that it's a family vacation destination. In addition to the best golf we'll ever find in our area, there's water recreation and biking and hiking and the newest and largest lift-serve mountain bike park in the Midwest, dining, lodging, and much more. You can book a tee time by calling Giants Ridge at 218-865-8030 or by going online at GiantsRidge.com.
Really quick, Pat, I almost texted you the other day. What day was the big New York Mets comeback against the Philadelphia Phillies? They scored 7 runs in the top of the ninth to beat the Phils 8-7. Do you remember? It was either Friday or Saturday, I think.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
And anyway, I saw the highlights on ESPN and thought of you, because guess what ESPN brought back when they were showing the highlights of that ball game?
10-0?
The ESPN win probability for baseball. Remember how much fun we had with that?
Yes.
What is win probability?
So ESPN, for whatever reason, started doing this when they were broadcasting the games. So let's say it's the second inning of the Twins playing the Oakland A's, Joe.
Probability. If we score 8 in the first, our win probability is 94%.
I would imagine so, yeah.
So that tirade about that.
Every time Emilio Pagan throws a pitch, that win probability goes down. This guy is a train wreck.
Wow.
His last 3 saves, 34 pitches, 28 pitches, 28 pitches.
You know who Joe's favorite line about Phil Mickelson applies to when Pagan is on the mound?
Hurry up. Trying to walk a drunk along the edge of a cliff.
It's like watching a drunk walk.
Well, that's Faraday's line about Mickelson. Uh-huh. By the way, Pat.
$40 million?
$40 million.
Do you buy it?
I don't know.
Supposedly his wife's a gambling fanatic.
But that's going to ruin his life. He's going to lose everything. Is he $40 million?
He had losses of $40 million previously. Yeah, but it's from 2013 to 2016. Jeez. Remember, every once in a while we'll read about something he hit out there. Remember, he made some bet, but apparently just fanatical. And his wife, supposedly a big gambler, so...
I would have liked to have placed a couple of dollars on the Derby at 80-1.
Oh, man.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw the end.
And horse looked a little worked up afterwards. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Mm-hmm. He got punched.
I'm a little nervous.
Did you see that?
They finally had to punch him to get him
the
away.
He bit the lead horse. And
the
guy went Mongo on him, the guy riding the lead horse.
After about 25 times trying to bite her, was it a... It can't be it had to be a male.
I don't know.
I don't think he got a female there. They don't want him in heat.
No.
But he was nuts. It makes me wonder if he was jacked up a little bit.
A little juice, you think?
Might have been.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I'm not accusing. I'm wondering. Well, yeah, they threw the last year's winner out. Yeah. Remember?
And he was banned, Baffert. Right? The trainer, Baffert, was banned?
Baffert has been banned from Churchill Downs.
Remember what his excuse was? Oh, the hay that the horse was eating might have been tampered.
Yeah, they could come up with some stories.
What? Who's going to buy that?
But that was
crap.
A good, expensive horse. This was some $30,000 claimer. The only race he'd ever won was a $30,000 maiden claimer, which means none of the other horses or him had ever won a race.
Wow.
That was the only one he won.
Where's he
it
from?
It made no sense. I don't know if he's Kentucky bred or what.
I thought he was Kentucky bred. I can look it up.
But the owner is, I think, is some New York guy or something. I don't know. It was, I mean, everybody watching said, you see this rocket coming on the inside, and you say, well, which one of the favorites is that? Mm-hmm. And it's the horse that got in the race 2 days ago.
Rich Strike was the name, right?
Rich Strike, yeah. I don't know. It was amazing. The Exacta, $2, mm-hmm. paid $4,100. If you and the second horse was the favorite, yep. Epicenter.
Yep.
So $4,100 for two, but the Superfecta, which means four.
Yeah.
$300,000.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I got some info for you.
Okay.
Rich Strike was bred at Calumet Farm in Kentucky.
That's a big farm, Calumet Farm.
And was foaled on April 25th, 2019. His dam, Gold Strike by Smart Strike, was the Canadian champion three-year-old filly of 2005. He was sired by Keen Ice, best known for defeating American Pharoah in the Travers Stakes.
Sounds like a rapper, Keen Ice.
Keen Ice has got to be kind of young then, a young stallion there. So.
I don't have an age.
Well,
on Keen
the
Ice.
Horse was. These guys claimed the horse, Joe. I think it's the first claimer to ever win a Kentucky Derby.
By the way, you did see that someone hit the Superfecta at Canterbury.
Oh yeah, $300,000.
$320,000 on a $2 bet.
Mm-hmm. I would have tried to meet that person. That'd be a pretty good piece.
Oh, hell yeah!
Find him, yeah.
They'd probably want to stay silent, though, wouldn't they? Or do they have to be? Because I know with the gambling, with Minnesota gambling, they changed the rules.
No, I don't think you do in horse racing.
Okay.
No, but I'd like to know the guy. I'd like to write a column on him, mm-hmm. even if he just went by Pete or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Know. It would be. How did you stumble upon this unless he...
His kids picked four numbers or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could have Epicenter on it and Zambon. Maybe you have a ticket and then try to throw the rest of them all on it. Mm-hmm. I know, but it had to cost... To get to this horse had to cost you thousands of dollars to buy that ticket to get all the options on there. Because not only a Superfecta is... What the four horses are, but what order they are. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
So you gotta be accurate. The 1, 2, 3, 4, not just the four.
I bet he was sweating a little bit at the end of that race. That guy that had that winning ticket.
I bet
ticket.
He was sitting there saying, the horse was running 17th. I bet he wasn't too worried
Starts
about
ripping it.
It
up.
Plus, all he had was a $2 bet.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying he had to have lots of options. It's not...
Right.
He didn't come up and say, give me these four.
Right,
you know,
he had about 100 tickets in his possession.
When you have that kind of... when you're that kind of a bettor, you're... yeah, that's amazing. That's bigger than the pick sixes used to be back out there in the early years. Yeah.
Did they have a good crowd? I didn't see anything.
I said about 10,000-12,000.
That's pretty good.
Or maybe, no, I saw eight something.
Oh,
eight
okay.
Something.
So. Well, they got a big screen in the infield where you can
Oh, they
watch.
Got them all over the place. Yeah. You know, they got screens all
we
over.
We almost
but,
went.
But you can gamble, you know. You can just without going through the... I don't think we are allowing... I think you can gamble on the Kentucky Derby at home now, but in Minnesota, you can't bet Canterbury.
Unless you're on site?
Unless you're on site. I don't think, off that TV wagering thing, I don't think you can
I don't
can
think
gamble.
You can either, yeah.
No.
Because we almost made the trip Saturday, but it was so, for Mother's Day, because she loves going out to Canterbury, but because it was so nice out, she wanted to... Get stuff done around the house instead.
Mother's Day kind of sneaked up this year. It's a little early, isn't it?
Eight? Always around this time.
Yeah, I know, but it's usually like the 12th or the 13th.
Yeah, you know, different moves.
I think you and I got the same situation, though. The DA doesn't expect anything because I'm not your mother.
No,
I care?
My mother. I got her a grandmother card.
She's got enough kids let her.
They take care of it.
Right. Let them supply the thing. Just,
absolutely.
Just, you know, a nice, hearty, happy Mother's
Day.
How you doing? Are things good?
That's all right. Yeah.
How that's good doing? Enough. You now doing? you got to go all out.
Oh, yeah. It's a big production.
Especially
our place.
You.
Yeah.
Being as overmatched as you are, you have to be really nice. You have to be really nice.
Me and the boys, we took care of business yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
Thank you, sports fans.
Yes, sir.
Is that it? We done?
I think so.
All right.
Going
I think
to the bank?
You, yeah.
Well, you not only you got her a gift, you got Fernando, the handyman.
Fernando. I got, yes. I'll pay for Fernando. She loves Fernando already. She always has said, if I had it to do all over again, I'd marry a handyman. So, you know.
Good
enough. That's
up.
Right. All right.
A beautiful lawn is just a click away. Hello, sports fans. You schedule that free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now at professionalturf.com. You do that, ProTurf will send a highly trained and experienced service tech to your home who will analyze your lawn's condition, then customize a 3 to 5 step fertilizer and weed control application plan that's environmentally safe and guaranteed for superior results. A beautiful, healthy lawn free of crabgrass, dandelions, and broadleaf weeds. Locally owned, Professional Turf, they've been serving the Twin Cities since 1982. Schedule your free in-person lawn care estimate today at professionalturf.com.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.